I think the most impressive thing about a launch is that at that point in time, there's 6.5 million pounds of thrust under you and 4.5 million pounds of dead weight. And anyone who can do mathematics can figure out F equals MA and so on and so forth. The first thing you realize is that 4.5 million pounds of dead weight takes off extremely slowly. You can't get that amount of mass moving fast. And contrary to popular belief, when you take off, you can look out the window and the launch tower drifts slowly by. But then with all that thrust under you, it's amazing how fast you go in a short period of time. For example, jettison your solid rocket booster, handles on each side, at about 2 minutes and 13 seconds after T0, and then you jettison the main fuel tank at about 8.5 minutes after T0. So that's basically within 9 minutes you're on orbit. So you go from 0 miles per hour in the Great American System to 17,500 miles an hour in a little over 8.5 minutes. I can assure you, you're moving at that point. There we are. As I say, we launched on the point of dawn. This photograph's obviously taking looking east. Very unique in one situation. We've just punched through a cloud deck. Very unusual circumstance to be able to get permission to do that, because for safety reasons, if something goes wrong at launch, there's a recovery landing strip fairly about a mile away from the pad, and you need to be able to visualize that, you know, and something goes wrong to be able to visualize that and come back. The way we were allowed to do it is it was a very peculiar cloud bank, insofar as although we launched through the clouds, with the clouds had a very sharp demarcation line, the view of the recovery landing site was in fact clear. But once you get on orbit, I can assure you the most spectacular thing, the thing you'll never forget, far more exciting than the launch, far more exciting than the landing, is the view. And this slide is very typical of what you see when you first get on orbit, which, by the way, it is not upside down. This is typically your first view of the Earth from space, because typically the shuttle orbits in what they call a minus ZLV local vertical, which is minus Z axis down local vertical. So it's inverted and flip. So you're going tail forward, invert. That's a minus ZLV local vertical configuration. But when you're there standing up, looking out the window, the Earth is above you in a minus ZLV. Think about that. And that's what you see. The spectacular part about it is that it's a three-dimensional view. All the films, all the slides, all the photographs you've seen are two-dimensional. When you first look at the Earth from space, it immediately becomes apparent it's three-dimensional. And so it's a big blue and white ball. The other thing that hits you, that blue and white ball is surrounded by the infinity and the blackness of space, and it jumps out at you. And what that means is you've got this black panorama with the blue and white ball. The effect on your brain is it looks like that blue and white ball is very close to you. It's not, obviously, but it is, because it's surrounded by this blackness and the infinity of space, and it's that contrast that makes the Earth jump out of you, out at you. Just to make the point one more time that in zero gravity there's no such thing as up. The advantage of that turns out to be that, for example, you say, how do, say, seven people go to space in the orbiter? Aren't you all crowded? The answer is yes, you are, but Just like in this room, half the volume of this room is never used. It's that half because you never ever see anyone walking on the ceiling. In zero gravity, it is just as easy to walk on the ceiling as it is on the floor. Therefore, you can use the whole volume of the orbiter, and therefore you've got twice as much space as you think you have. So if you operate in this mode, it's actually not nearly as crowded as you think.